phase two date was?
22nd of December.
Well, as already a few times reminded, that this Sunday is a very special Sunday in the history of St. Mary's Hayes Church. Children, six children, are going to be admitted to the Lord's table. The Church of England started this practice many years ago, that children who are ready to receive the communion but not yet ready to be confirmed, they can be admitted to the Lord's table. But in our church, this is the first time, hence I say, it is historical, a very special day. That today, these young people, as we will later also notice, that they will be receiving bread and wine with the rest of us. In the Church of England terms, today they will be regarded as full members of the Church of Christ. Indeed, a privilege, but also a challenge, because it is a place of responsibility too. Perhaps some of you will say, responsibility? They are only kids. Well, in this church, what our young people are already equipped to do, if you want to see that happening, how they take their responsibilities very seriously, you need to come next Sunday, when they will be the fifth Sunday of the month, when they will be and remain responsible for the service. Obviously, Becky, myself, we will be there to support, but come and see what the children are being prepared in this church for. But obviously, there are many more responsibilities as well, that as time goes, they will be taking upon them. Today, as we were reminded with the lighting of the candle, that is also a special Sunday, that it is the fourth of the Advent. And as Becky told, that Advent is like a journey. You start with the patriarchs like Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, etc. Then you come to the prophets in general. Then the final prophet, third Sunday of the Old Order or the Old Testament, John the Baptist. And today, Mary, the mother of Jesus. A very special Sunday. I guess that it is okay to say that my message is today, first of all, going to be for our six young people, but obviously it is also going to be for us all. And the message is that we are going to learn from the life of Mary, the mother of Jesus. And it begins with this question: why did God choose Mary to be the mother of Jesus? What was so special in Mary that she was chosen to give birth to Jesus? There are obviously many answers to that question given by a wide range of people, a lot depending on the knowledge of the scripture, their denominational background. Some ideas, of course, are very biblical. Others are not necessarily found in the Holy Scriptures. Some would argue that she was chosen because she was sinless. This idea developed actually in the 19th century, just only 100 years. It wasn't there before. That when certain responsible person in certain denomination had this idea of immaculate conception, that Mary was sinless, hence she was chosen, more really and truly to do with the tradition rather than God's word, because you do not find any root for that in the New Testament section of the Bible. Then the other extreme are the views such as, it just happened. God just chose Mary randomly. I do have actually quite a big problem with that random theology. But before I go to my concern, to the reason some people believe that way, because they think, well, Jesus was divine. Well, whoever God could have chosen, and she would have given birth to Jesus. But if you go to the Bible, Bible says Jesus was 100% divine, but he was 100% human too. It wasn't just divine, he was human too. And if you look in the Bible, like anybody else, he grew up in wisdom and in knowledge. So to me, that need to be a very special person that God chose, that who could give birth to Jesus. We parents, mine is no long way behind me, my children are adults, but those of you who have got young children, will you choose randomly a babysitter and say that, well, right, I'm going out with my husband. You look after my children. A couple of mums are saying, no, we won't. Well, if you want, do you think that God, the Almighty, would have chosen randomly? Obviously, no. There is this saying, and dads, forgive me because I'm a dad and granddad as well, but there is this saying that a lot depends that what child is going to be is upon mother. What child becomes, a lot depends on mother. Don't feel too much on your weight, my dear sisters, that yes, but that is the truth. And as I was looking for this talk, I researched around and I came across one information that among the 69 kings of France, only three were loved by their subjects. And these three were the only who were brought up by their mothers. Others were brought up by some other people. Does that not tell that mother has got a special role, and this woman was chosen because she was special? And in that, before I go to the children, to you, St. Mary's folks, I want to put this. Because you are Mother Church. Mary was chosen because she was special. And look at the person of Jesus, she brought up a tremendous son. We do have a responsibility as a mother church for these children that God has given us to bring them up in the way of Christ. And now, why was Mary chosen? Well, number one, as we said even in our collect, that she was obedient. She could have refused. She could have said that, no, thank you very much. Don't you understand that how conservative my society is? A child without husband, you are asking trouble for me. No, thank you. But she didn't. She obeyed God and said, here I am. And my young people, that you have shown obedience to. It is God who called you. Yes, indeed, Becky, me, others, Hillary, and so on, long list of people, Charlotte, they have been there to help you. But first of all, it is God who called you. And Becky, me, Mark, Brenda, who prepared you for this day, we know that what vigorous discipline you had to go through. But right from the beginning, you as well said, here I am. And I give God all the glory for your obedience to the Lord. But perhaps for us as well, the wider congregation, when God calls us, how obedient are we to his call? Something for you to think. The second quality in her character was, she was a person of faith. I believe that there is a clear distinction between obedience and faith. Sometimes, you know, that to be in obedience, we can say yes, but then we scratch our head that how it is going to happen. But she was a woman of faith. She said to the angel, "I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." At the time, she did not have any understanding, any knowledge that how Joseph, her fiancé, was going to react. But she had the faith that all is going to be well. She did not count the cost, but trusted God's word and left it to him that he will see to it. She was indeed a woman of faith. And you, my children, you have taken a next step in your journey of faith. You do not know what holds for you. And as I said earlier, you are not full members of the church. And young though you are, but I want to tell you that to be a Christian in today's world, and adults will tell you, is not a joke. It's not a simple, easy job. It is not fashionable to say that I follow Christ Jesus, or is it? It is not. And there may be challenges for you, but he who called you is faithful and he will respond to your faith. And all is going to be well on your journey. And obviously I want to ask as well that how much faith we do have. You know that for me, Christianity is such an exciting thing. It is just absolutely so exciting, but only when you have faith. In faith, by faith, we have seen, even in this small church, things happen which are impossible because there are men and women of faith who hold on to it and say that all is going to be well because he who has called us is faithful. May God give us the grace, all of us, be people of faith. Third, she was a humble woman. You look when she responded, and when she prayed, when she went to visit her cousin who was expecting John the Baptist. And she said there, "For God has looked at the lowliness of his servant." Imagine going to be the mother of Jesus and still believing that I am a lowly person. Can you believe that? People like me that only to wear a dog collar, they think that I'm pretty good. But look at that woman. He has looked in kindness, in mercy on his servant. And this is, my young people, a very special challenge for you. It is, as I said, a privilege, honor, that you will be receiving communion today, and that before even the rest of the congregation. But may it never get to your head that you are not big, but always remember what you actually taught me and Becky during the teachings, that none of us we deserve. It is by grace that God calls us. Hold on to that grace, never anything that we are great. May God give each one of us grace that we never let get anything, be it some social position, be it some career ladder that where we are standing high, that get to our head, but always remember all good things come from the Lord, and hold on to that humility. And last but not least, she was rooted in God's word. And once again, I can testify on behalf of the people who prepared these children with me that your knowledge of God's word is tremendous. But may you continue to grow. The day you think that you have got it all, that day is going to be the wrong day. May you continue to grow deeper and deeper in the knowledge, studying God's Word, meditating upon God's Word, and how I wish that all of us may be doing. I mentioned four qualities in Mary's character, and she was chosen. She was obedient, she was a woman of faith, she was a humble person, she was rooted in God's Word. And may all these qualities, when Christ looks at us, he finds in us too. Amen.